Hello, you're through to Francesca Ionesco. How can I help?
Hello, it's Caroline again.
Hi, are you okay?
Hi, ask me home now.
Just for data protection, would you be able to confirm your address for me?
Sorry, what?
Just to for data protection, can you confirm your postcode and date of birth for me?
3rd of December 1987, and my postcode's AB441PH.
Perfect, thank you. So you mentioned previously, so you've
oh,
been
Oh, sorry,
in
can I put in a minute? I don't know if you need, like, my mum and dad's postcode, but it's the same, but instead of 1PH, it's 1PL.
1PL.
Yeah, for the Barnhill Road address. Just while I remembered.
Perfect, thank you. So in regards, you said that you'd been in contact with someone, that you had a phone call.
Yeah, I was trying to look to see if there was a name, but like I said, it just says, well, your name, and then I've got the same reference number as what you've got as well.
Someone rang you to speak about it?
Yeah. I spoke to a gentleman about it.
Do you have the number?
I can look. I got an email with the same reference number 3 days ago, but it's the same number and same reference number, and then it's got your name at the bottom. And then the text.
Had a couple emails. Just with no name on it when we
yeah just got your name it just says like your name at the bottom and the same reference number at the top.
And then regarding the phone call, are you able to see the number that rang you?
Yeah, I can go in my call log just now. And would it have been the email says the 17th, which is Friday. I'm not sure what time it would have been. I've got a mobile number, phone, and an 0800 and a 01626 number.
01626, yeah, what's that one?
01626-243-212. Yeah.
Oh, 01626-243-212.
243212, yeah. But that was at 1941. And then at 3:25, I had an 0800 number.
And what was that one?
0800-169-7762. But if I remember right, it might have been a mobile number, because I think that's why I answered it. It was a few minutes to 3 o'clock. Do you want me to give you the mobile number?
Yeah, if that's possible.
Well, my partner said it was a mobile. 07782.
Yeah.
229.
Yeah.
331. I'll check for the information. Yes, that could have been the mobile number that I just gave you, because I was on the call for 56 minutes. So, yeah, that was probably it, yeah.
Yes, that's not our contact number, so I'm not too sure who that would have been. Have you done any other applications for the scheme?
No, I mean, I was having a thought on Facebook, and it was just like autofilled, so I autofilled like my basic details, and then someone tried to phone me, but my phone was on silent in the morning, so I missed the call. And then later on, that's why I answered, because I thought, oh, mobile number, it's not going to be like a scam or something. So I answered, and that's the only call I've had on Friday. And that was the one that I was on for 56 minutes, Thursday. No, it couldn't have been Thursday, because I've got no numbers for Thursday.
Yeah, no, so that wasn't one of us. So we're the only ones that would have contacted you regarding this from INS Law. So just wondering, like, when you did the application for this one, have you done any others like that before?
No, that's the first time I saw it was on Facebook, like early hours, late at night, through the night. I was half asleep and I just put in my basic contact info, and then someone contacted me. But the messages is it's the number that I'm using to phone you just now, and it's got the reference number that and your name.
Yeah, but the contact numbers that got in contact with you isn't any of ours. I'm just a bit concerned about who's called you, that's all.
I don't know. I did say my partner when I that if it came that you didn't, like when I said to you earlier, when I remember I said I'd phone you back because I was out, but I said I already had spoke to somebody and went over things, and you said that you couldn't see nothing. I said to my partner if it was like Ken, a scum, like not a scum, but somebody at it. But then if somebody was at it, they wouldn't have had the reference number, and would they?
So the emails that you received are from me. So what emails have you received that have my name on it? Just to
one
make sure
on the 17th of July, I've got it just now. INS Law with your name at the bottom. We are contacting you following an inquiry received by our firm regarding possible assistance with this.
Yeah. So I sent that one.
That's 3 days ago.
Yeah. And then I sent you one.
And then I got
half
the same
an hour
one.
Ago.
Then I got the same one 3 days ago, but doesn't say the time difference. So it could have been sent twice the same time. I don't know. But that was 3 days ago, that one. And then the only other one is from you just now.
Hmm.
And then the messages, the guy did send me, well, you sent me a message just saying that you'd tried to get in touch with me and then I phoned you. But before that, on the Friday, I got a message as well just saying, dear Carl, on your reference, and we're getting in touch regarding your redress. We understand that talking about past experiences is always easy. And then at the bottom it says INS Law and then like contact details and then case management at INS Law.
Yeah, so that one was from us as well. So all the emails and the messages have been sent from us, but it's just the call. It wasn't with one of us.
See, when I was on the phone, so to the guy, he managed to send me a thing to digital sign. I'm trying to see if I can find it in my emails as well. Or it could be in my sent, maybe. I can't see nothing in my sent.
Did you find them?
No, I've went into my sent because I got a thing and I had to click it and like sign my signature on it.
And then
the guy says, "No, I can't find it in my sent." But it should have came up in my sent saying that I've sent it and I had to upload my license for my ID and a court letter for ID, and it came up with the thing to. Like the link, and then told me how to do it, and he stayed on the phone till I did it. But I can't see nothing from that in my sent. I'll go to all inboxes, or I'll just type INS. Is that what it is? INS?
Yeah.
INS. Oh. The only one that's coming up is the ones I told you on the 17th and then the one that you sent today, not long ago.
So the one with the signatures isn't coming up?
No, I can't find that at all. Can't even find that email, and I wouldn't have deleted it. I would have starred it and kept it.
Okay, well, so if you've done an application with someone else, we won't be able to assist you. But obviously, if you're only receiving emails from INS,
I don't understand.
I'll have to look into it a little bit.
You said it's not your numbers, but it's got my reference and got your name at the bottom of the emails and the text.
Yeah, so the emails and the messages all came from me. I can confirm that bit. It's just a phone call it wasn't with one of us.
So what do I do about that then? Just
so what I'll do, so I'll have a look into it, and I'll see if possibly one of my colleagues who works from home got in touch with you, and I'll confirm. But otherwise, I'll give you a call back.
Maybe he could. Maybe that's where it was. Or is this it? No, I've got it. Follow the link and the link. It was a text. I'd sign the mandate document. And then it's a historical claims team, because the guy said about redress, but there was something else that he could do, and he'd do the two forms with me. But I can't remember what it was. It was definitely redress and something else. And then he was on the phone. Yeah, the mobile number I gave you, is it 9331 at the end?
Yeah.
That's what it is. But at the bottom, it's not got your name or the INS. It's historical claims team.
Okay. So that wouldn't have been with us.
But the guy said it was you.
He said it was INS.
Yeah, because I said to him INS, and he told me at the start of the call INS, and about redress, and there was something else. But then, now looking at the text, everything's from redressing yourself. But then this one that I had to click to put ID on says historic claim team. Unless that was something else, the other thing. Unless there was the redress, and then that's maybe the other thing he was on about. I don't know.
I'm not too sure, but I'll have a look into it for you. And are you free tomorrow for a call?
What time?
Yeah, well, I can do any time that suits you best.
Molly, what have we got tomorrow? Tuesday. I think we've got that on. Afternoon sometime. It was 3 o'clock, be okay?
Yeah, perfect. Okay, I'll give you a call back at 3 o'clock tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thanks, miss.
Thank you.
Bye.